are meant to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you, calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror, your twice weekly serving of old-time radio horror stories brought to you by RelicRadio.com. We'll hear this time from The Weird Circle, a series produced between 1943 and 1945. It's a syndicated series aired over various networks. The one we'll hear today was produced in 1944. It's titled The History of Dr. John Faust. Here's The Weird Circle.
Can perform all these miracles, Doctor?
Yes, sure, Cornelius.
As sure as I breathe, Doctor.
Then I will invoke these spirits.
Tonight, Faust, for this is the time when lightning and fire crackles across the world.
Where do I be?
Meet me in the North Meadow in an hour. We will invoke the spirits there.
Will you come?
Yes.
We shall conjure them up tonight. Cornelius, look at me. You are seeing Faust as an old man for the last time. Cornelius! Cornelius! The wind howls me down. Cornelius!
Doctor Faust! Doctor!
Here, Cornelius, by these trees.
Oh, I thought
you were coming. Ah, the weather your spirits pick for their freedom.
This is their element, Doctor. Are you ready?
I've been ready ever since old age struck me down.
Then we will invoke them here upon this knoll, Doctor. I'll stay within the charmed circle that I draw on the ground. Thus. There. Stand. Now, Faust, stand straight and bold. Have no fear. For you are safe within this circle.
Come, be quick. My skin's as wet as a rag.
And listen. I shall invoke the spirits now.
Raise me, O Lord and Master. monarch of the dark infernal world, great Lucifer, emperor, king of the secret regions of lightning and fire, raise me an agent. Up from the bottomless realm, send him. Come, Mephistopheles! I have a soul, Mephistopheles! A soul for Lucifer!
You have done well, Cornelius. You may go now.
Goodbye, Faust. Goodbye, Cornelius.
You wanted me, Dr. Faust?
Where's Cornelius? He vanished.
He's gone, Doctor. His task is done. He brought me to you.
Who are you?
I am called Mephistopheles, minister to Lucifer, arch-regent of the underworld. Now, Doctor, you called me. What for?
To serve me, Mephistopheles. To do whatever I command. Be it to drain the sea or give me my youth again.
I will, Faust.
Then give me my youth now.
We must be bound first.
Bound?
A deed must be signed. You will buy my services with your soul, Faust. And I shall serve you until the deed expires.
How long will the deed run?
24 years.
Then I was doing 24 years of youth.
I will bring the deed. Lucifer must sign it. Wait here, Faust.
I will wait anywhere.
I shall return in a little while.
How will he depart? Royally, lightning and fire. Ah, but soon your old age will wither, Faust. Oh, dear, the instant of the change. And through Mephistopheles, I shall be emperor of the world. Potentate extraordinary, grand ruler of the sea and air. I shall have power and glory. I shall be as brilliant as the noonday sun.
Wagner's voice.
Wagner, where are you?
You are in mortal danger of being damned, Faust.
You shall have your youth, Faust.
And now Cornelius' voice. Cornelius.
Come back. Come back. The devil tempted you. There is time yet, Faust. Come back to God.
Your youth, Faust, and the world like a ripe fruit in your hand.
Mephistopheles.
Yes?
I have been hearing voices.
The wind, Faust. Here is the deed signed with Lucifer's name. You will sell your soul to him?
I will.
Sign this deed in your own blood, then, Faust.
Tell me, what good will my soul do great Lucifer?
It will enlarge his kingdom. And yours is a worthy gain. Stab your arm with this dagger.
I must bleed my way into your kingdom, eh? But what? I do it willingly. The blood flows.
Dip the pen in and write.
Dr. John Faust is so. Oh, the blood congeals. It will not flow.
I will bring you warm. Boy. Wait.
Is my blood unwilling to write that John Faust is his soul?
Repent, Faust. Repent. Do not deny thy God. Power, Faust, pleasures none has ever dreamed of. What need have you of God?
Here's warmth for your arm, Faust. Put it to the wound.
There. Now my blood begins to flow again, like on the street. I, Dr. John Faust, give my soul to this. Grant them, after 24 years of obedient service, hearing which you must have suffered at, they remain invisible to all but Sir John Faust, full power to fetch and carry me, my soul, my flesh and blood, into their kingdom. Signed by me, John Faust. There, done.
Give me the deed.
Take it. None of the properties. They will serve me from this moment on.
What would you have me do with my first act?
My youth! Give me my youth again!
Then look. here in this mirror I hold.
Yes.
Look. Light. Light. You bolt of lightning. Light. Look in the mirror.
I'm young. Young. Young.
And you have power.
Yes, he had power. With it rose his fame. He who was only honored for the wisdom of his mind now was revered for the unholy miracles he could perform. And each wonder, each deed born of his union with the devil, further damned his soul.
Wonderful.
A joke. That's all it was. If the young man had kept a civil tongue in his head, I would not have crowned him with horns.
The look upon his face when he discovered it. He would have died in shame if you hadn't removed him, Doctor.
I'm glad your ladies have enjoyed the joke. But tell me, perhaps there's something you desire, my lord. Something my power can perform for you.
There is, Doctor.
What is it?
The sight of something, Doctor. Of someone long dead. Someone I've always wanted to see as he truly was.
Who, my lord?
Alexander the Great.
I can show him to you. Not his true, substantial body, but spirit who shall faithfully reproduce the man.
I shall be satisfied, Doctor.
Then stop here a moment and watch the opposite wall of this room. Alexander shall be there. Phenisopheles! Out of the mists of memory, out of the impression on time, my spirit weave the figure, form the shape. And it is Alexander!
Alexander!
He's walking across the room.
A more noble figure of a man I have never seen. Look how his eyes flash with strength and power.
He is gone.
Gone. How shall I thank you for this, Doctor?
Give the devil his due, your lordship.
What?
Nothing, my lord. The pleasure was all mine. Now you will excuse me.
Must you be going, Doctor?
I must.
Shall we see you soon?
Perhaps. And now, goodbye.
Farewell. Farewell, Doctor.
Ah, Mephistopheles, you made them bow and scream. If you were visible, they would have glanced with fear in the bargain.
Would you have their titles, Faust? Their wealth? Their property?
What? There? No, Mephistopheles. What do I want with theirs? And with the devil behind me, I possess the world.
John Faust, like some great and monstrous bell, clanged through cities and nations. For all the strange secrets of this globe were known to him through Mephistopheles. His eyes beheld what none before had ever seen. Together they plumbed the seas, saw in a flashing vision the great unexplored regions of the world. Yes, Faust's knowledge became vast and great, but each man reaches the end of seeing, grows tired of the real world, and craves the unknown.
Stop, Mephistopheles. I'm tired. Let's rest a while.
Shall I show you the kingdom of the ancient pharaohs as it was? Or the flourishing splendor of the forgotten city of Atlantis?
Cities, buildings, towers, streets. I see so many I can distinguish none.
What would you have then, Faust?
Will you grant me anything?
Whatever lies within my power, our pact says.
Then show me Lucifer's kingdom.
Hell?
Yes, hell.
Now, Faust?
Yes, now. Let me see my monarch's kingdom, the dim land of which my soul shall be a citizen.
You are prepared for what you will see?
I've seen too much to know fear.
Then stand by my side, Faust. Hold to my cloak. Be resolute.
I am.
The gate. Open the gate. Devils and fiends, split wide the gateway
to Lucifer's kingdom.
The wind is rising. Giving dark Mephistopheles.
A straight road for Mephistopheles, minister of Lucifer. That you see, I wear the badge of your king.
Where are we, Mephistopheles?
Upon the first level of hell, Paul.
This cavern is vast. What is that glow?
Fire, Paul. Come close. Look.
I see it. Fire. What's that? Turning and twisting in it.
Oh, but the candle is foul.
The agony of those cries. Something is flying near the top of me.
Oh, but I left a brother in this realm.
Fire. Yes. This is the geography of Lucifer's kingdom. Oh, hold it. So twist and torture that stuff.
So do all the damned.
And I am damned. Look, Mephistopheles. That glow up on the opposite side of the cavern. It reveals something. Chair. A great chair, black and shining as ebony. It's a throne. And on it sits. Who, Mephistopheles? Who?
Lucifer. Drop to your knees before your lord.
But time does not stand still, and the moment of reckoning came near. Faust grew melancholy, and sometimes his deeds filled him with terror and fear of God's wrath. Though in night he sprung up from his bed, his body sweating, his eyes wild, his mind overwhelmed with nightmare visions.
Father! Father! Who is it? It's I, Faust. Let me in for pity's sake. Let me in. What is it, Doctor? Shut the door. Oh. What happened, Doc?
I dreamed the frightening vision.
I cried out. The agony was such a scream. I saw fire about me. And myself twisting and turning in such piercing pain. Great flame blistering. And about me, there was laughter about me. Mocking laughter. Like an army of switched hags.
Listen to me, Doc. Listen and believe. Give up this evil partnership of yours with the devil. You had a vision of your own eternal damnation, Faust. Repent. Leave this corruption. God will forgive if you repent in time.
I'm partly cursed and damned.
Call for his mercy. Grace can still be yours.
He will forgive my sin?
Yes, Faust. The Lord's mercy is bountiful and great.
I? With my sin? What salvation can there be for me, but despair grips my heart. What have I done? Sold my immortal heritage.
There is time yet, Doctor. Repent.
If only there were.
Pray. Pray.
I will. Oh, God. Mephistopheles, who are you calling?
Traitor, I arrest your soul for disobedience and revolt against my sovereign lord. I claim flesh and blood and all that is done out.
Free me, Mephistopheles.
You find the fact.
Release me from it.
Here. This dagger will release you. Lunge it into yourself.
No. No.
Doctor.
And I shall see your soul now.
What is happening? Forgive me. I will confirm my vow. Do not leave my soul.
Then confirm with a true heart. Or greater danger will befall you.
I swear by my blood that great Lucifer is my true lord.
Repent, Doctor. Repent.
Try that word from your lips, Wagner.
Doctor, God will...
Silence. Get out!
Goodbye, Doctor. May God have pity on you.
Are you satisfied with my loyalty, Mephistopheles?
I am.
I was weak for a moment, then.
You'll forget it.
It is forgotten, Faust. And to prove it, what shall I do to lift your spirit, Faust?
What is there left to do?
Shall I command blind Homer sing to you? Did Solomon the wise discourse?
No, I killed you once. I'm...
You recall something? What is it, Faust?
My wife. Give me my young and lovely wife again, Miss Catherine. Only for a little while. Let me embrace her beloved form.
I will, Paul. Ellen, wife of John Faust. Ellen, out of the vast reaches of a timeless world, arise. Ellen, wife of John Faust. Ellen! He comes.
Ellen, this man got me. This was the face that made my grief. Truly was my soul. Oh, Mrs. Doherty, how green the spring was when Helen was at my side. How cool and fresh the day. How full of youth was the night. Oh, Helen, still you're clad in the beauty of a thousand stars. Still fairer in the evening air. Come and see Helen. Give me a kiss once again.
The years allotted him crept slowly toward the appointed hour, and Dr. Faust cursed that youth and those desires that had led him down this long and crooked road of evil. On the momentous night of reckoning, a church bell was tolling nearby, and Faust listened to it in his study. Opposite him sat a visitor, the noble lord he had performed for.
Go away, my lord, go!
Come to our house only once more, Doctor. My wife, her ladyship, begs your company just one more time.
I have an appointment with someone else. I should be detained a long while. Go away.
He cannot forget the wonders you showed us, Doctor. Send someone she wishes to see again. Raised up out of the past, as you raised Alexander for me.
I must raise myself first. Go away, you
must I perform like a common mountebank in my last hour?
What do you mean, Doctor? I've done enough sinning. Go away.
Are you ill? Yes. Think of too much power, wonders, of dealings with the damned. Oh, if I'd ever read a book or seen this city, if only I'd be a country peasant, dull as the earthy power.
My good doctor,
sick to Malvia, sick with my loss. I have lost my God. There's something off in his love. Please, doctor, I don't understand.
James, Lucifer and his agent, let us trouble
him. Huh? If any mortal man ever had the power I held, for all my wonders, for all my cunning, I gave my soul. God,
he did, my lord. He did.
I did not. The pleasure is sweet. And I had my youth. I gave the devil a key, the gift of my soul, and I am damned. But this is all our fire.
Go away. Can't you hear that thunder? You'll perish with me.
Can I save you, Dr. Savior?
Help. They're coming.
Pray for forgiveness. It's what? What virtue have I left?
Then I will pay for you.
Yes, pray, but go. If only into the next room. Go.
All right, Doctor. I'll go.
Whatever noise you hear, do not come. For nothing can rescue you.
Oh, Father, out in heaven.
Now come, you hordes of the underworld.
Only midnight never came. This precious moment went on forever. The time enough. The minutes would drop like grains of sand. And they would come, eager, their mouths watering for their royal awards. They ride the fastest wind. Oh, my God, forgive me. I bartered what was your most precious gift, my soul. But who can forgive the deeds I did, the blasphemies I performed?
No one, Faust.
Better stop me.
In the name of great Lucifer, arch-regent of hell, I demand your soul.
No, Mephistopheles, no!
You revolt?
Release me from my thread.
Never.
Let me be an old man again, wrinkled, crawling to his death.
Too late, Faust. Too late.
I beg you.
No. Bring up devils and fiends. Seize him! Seize his soul!
Master! My lord! My lord! Save me! Save me! Save me, oh my God! Save my
And it was done. Cut was the branch that might have grown so straight. Damned was the soul that might have climbed to God. My brothers, listen. What shall it avail a man if he, when he gains the world, loses his immortal soul?
That's it for another episode of The Horror. If you want to hear more from The Weird Circle or just more old-time radio in general, visit relicradio.com. You'll find everything linked to right on the front page. All the other podcasts, our forum, Facebook page, Shoutcast stream with even more old-time radio, and of course the donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows, help keep it all going. Do so from the website as well. Thank you very much to those who have, and thank you for joining me today. Talk to you again Wednesday with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.